Busy.
No, do you miss it yet?
Miss what?
Work.
I was there today, so.
Were you there today?
Yes.
No, I mean on a schedule.
Pros and cons, these maybe in.
All right, got just about a minute, folks.
One day I think I'm ready to go, and then the next day I'm not.
Well, as far as retiring? Just have something to do. First year is the hardest, really is. You just feel a little lost. Well, politics is politics, my friend. Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, it's just the Pledge of Allegiance, not the prayer.
You can do it. I left it off there. That's my fault.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do both. All right. So I embarrassed my youngest daughter because she likes this guy in the gym and we go together. I bought him off. She's not talking to me.
Oh.
Right, right. It's like when you used to buy the equipment, they just became, you know, clothes racks.
Mm-hmm.
No, it is. It is. It's for this. It's not no longer for this anymore. It's for this. Just to kind of sort yourself out. Okay, we're about 30 seconds away. And let's get down. Anyone on Zoom? Just Mr. Callum?
Just Mr. Callum is the only councilperson.
Okay,
yes.
Cool. So, okay. All right, good evening. We can just stand up for our prayer, please. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Now for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the
United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for coming. I'm going to start off with reading a proclamation for anyone who's lost someone to gun violence or gun violence in one way, shape, or form affected their lives and even our communities. So doing a proclamation proclaiming June Gun Violence Awareness Month. Whereas Wear Orange and National Gun Violence Awareness Day were inspired by the life of Adelia Pendleton and countless individuals, families, and communities affected by gun violence throughout our nation. Whereas Adelia Pendleton marched in President Barack Obama's second inaugural parade on January 21st, 2013, just 1 week later, was tragically shot and killed on a playground in Chicago. Whereas in her memory, Adelia's friends chose to wear orange, the color worn by hunters to protect themselves and others as a symbol of safety, awareness, and remembrance. And whereas the Wear Orange movement has since grown into a nationwide effort dedicated to honoring victims and survivors of gun violence supporting impacted families and communities, and promoting meaningful solutions to reduce violence. And whereas communities across the country recognize June as Gun Violence Awareness Month through remembrance, events, community beautification projects, youth engagement activities, and public awareness campaigns. And whereas the town of Laurel recognizes the importance of community-driven efforts that promotes peace, healing, safety, and opportunities for all residents. And whereas the town continues to support initiatives such as Sussex Peace and Prosperity and local programs that foster positive youth engagement and strengthen community relationships. And now, therefore, I, Carlos Olivares, Mayor of Town of Laurel, do hereby proclaim June 26 as Gun Violence Awareness Month. In witness thereof, I have hereunto set my hand and cause the official seal of the town of Laurel to be affixed this first day of June in the year of our Lord, 2026. Thank you. Now we'll move on to the presentation of the proposed 2027 budget, and the floor will be open to the public for comments and questions. Town Manager Smith.
Mayor. There's some on the table. It should be attached to it.
I do right now. We have it right here.
You don't have this?
I do. It's a summary. Okay. I would like to really.
No, we don't. You know, we've never handed out a line item budget at budget presentation ever.
All right. So, Mayor and Council, those members of the public in attendance. On behalf of the Budget Committee, which consists of the Mayor, Councilman Kellerman, President of Council Calio, along with myself and working with the department heads, we have a proposed budget for consideration. The budget, again, is just proposed, and it will be presented for approval at our June 15th Mayor and Council meeting. To start, I'll just read a brief executive summary. The town's proposed FY27 budget totals $8,572,944, which represents an increase of just over 13%. Department heads were conscientious in preparing their budget requests, recognizing both the increasing costs associated with operating the various sectors of municipal government and the importance of balancing those needs without placing an unnecessary financial burden on our citizens. Residential construction continues throughout this current fiscal year and is expected to remain into fiscal year 27 alongside commercial development within the town. The town is also currently working closely with a commercial developer on a project along US Route 13 that is anticipated to include the construction of four businesses and one additional pad site for future development. And for clarification purposes, the commercial development with the four pad sites is not included in this budget. They're not that far along yet. The budget also includes new structures of our incentives for our downtown development district, which was adopted a few months ago by the Mayor and Council. Sussex County has completed its property reassessment, which they did that last year, but our budget was already in place before that was finalized. And so the town has adjusted its tax structure to establish two separate tax rates, one for residential properties and one for commercial properties. During the process of reviewing and calculating the proposed rate, it became evident that many residential properties experience significantly higher assessed values than commercial properties. In many cases, residential assessments were heavily influenced by the age of the property and the timing of renovations or improvements. Older homes, particularly those that have not undergone recent renovations, generally experience larger increases in assessed value. Taking these factors into consideration, the proposed tax rates have been structured to ensure the town is able to meet its financial obligations while also to minimize the tax burden placed on our property owners. The budget includes increased expenses consultant costs, demolition costs, infrastructure repairs, capital improvement projects, debt service, personnel costs, insurance costs, and general increases to supplies, materials, and repairs. The staff continues to work daily to be sure we are in compliance with all regulations mandated by the state and federal government. Those mandates, many of those come with cost because of testing and what have you, so that is included in our budget. We work diligently daily to continue to comply with the regulations mandated by the state and federal government. By federal law, the water and sewer systems are enterprise funds, which means they are to be fully funded by the system's users and not supported by any other funding sources to include taxes, grants, and so forth. Any surplus realized is transferred to help offset the general fund to help offset costs that would otherwise impact the general fund and property tax rates. Some of the budget highlights for revenues, real estate tax penalties has increased in the budget almost $63,000. A lot of this is due to what the proposed new assessments are. And last year we increased our penalty to 5% instead of 3%. So that's helped adjust some of that. Our proposed tax rates for residential properties is 47 cents per $100 of the assessed value for, again, that was residential, and 98 cents per $100 of the assessed value for commercial. Increased water usage and sewer rates of 50 cents each per 1,000 gallons, along with 50 cents each to the base rate. Increased rental license from 150 to 175. Establish a flat rate for business license of 225. Adjust plan reviews for residential properties to $150 an hour. Inspection and plan review costs for commercial properties. We don't have that. We always charge one flat rate. So we're looking at doing a half a cent, 0.05% of the total cost of a commercial property from start to finish. Amend the towing fees when we tow vehicles that are inoperable by adding the admin fee on that. Septic receiving increase, increasing that a half a cent per gallon. I have checked with the municipality that is just north of us, and we were going up, we will be in line with them. We won't be over them, but we will be in line with them. Court security fee increased by $20. Amendment to the COPS grant, which will add $65,000 to our budget. And with the increase in new residential properties, we will see an increase in the overall income to water, sewer, and trash, and of course, taxes. Some of the expenditure highlights, increases to all insurances, health insurance, general liability, workman's comp, debt service increase, funds to hire a consultant to rewrite the zoning ordinance, personnel compensation adjustments for all personnel, funds for the demolition of derelict properties, and we've increased repairs to fund to our for our infrastructure. We have lost the school funding that helped offset the school resource officer. The wastewater treatment plant, we have a capital improvement project that we need to complete this year. And we have continued the line item for MS4. That's a federal mandate. We've again included the expenses for federal mandates such as lead and copper testing. And the majority of the department expenses remain close to the same as the fiscal year, other than some minor changes. The DDD incentive structure for the building permits, we would waive up to 30% on the building, just the building permit, depending on the cost of construction. So we will set those rates. And then for the abatement on improvements for taxes, currently we are 100% abatement for taxes for 5 years on improvements. And it is recommended that we stagger that. So it will be incremented with 50% the first year, 40% the second, 30% year three, 20% year four, and 10% year five. And then it's done. So those are the budget highlights. Again, it's a 13% increase overall to our budget. If you have any questions or need any further explanation, I'll certainly be glad to answer those. We lost, the school paid for his whole salary and benefits, so about $110,000.
I reviewed the budget documents and I can't find the budget versus the actuals. And, you know, on how we get to supporting the financial information behind our projections. You know, I see in pieces here, we have all the budgets on what they were, but not what the actuals were for each year. Even in the other report that you gave out, it doesn't show actually what we actually got in. You know, how these numbers compare to the monies that were actually spent or received.
So as we were working with the, when I work with the budget committee and the department heads, we look at each of the budgets and we do look at the actuals and see where they are, see what the reasons are, if they're lower, higher. Some of our infrastructure maintenance could be higher, and it was higher this year. So that's why one of the reasons we proposed to increase it in this budget. But that's something that is looked at with the budget committee.
But since the deeds aren't complete, the last one was 23. Can the committee tell me what financial information you used to prepare the proposed budget? Because it should be used by, you know, the audits with actual numbers.
We print off what we have in our software system and our financing system through Edmunds.
Right.
To see what has been expended as far as expenditures for the various departments and what has come in for revenue for the various departments.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so they're not verified? Sorry. The numbers aren't verified then?
I mean, it's what we put into our system. They will be
verified. No, I'm not. I'm talking about the projected balances, purposes. I just looked because I thought that was also part of grant funding and most financial
We do
require for the mm-hmm. bond lending, you have to supply that information. Mm-hmm. So
they have all our USDA, any banks that we would have gotten loans through. Yes. So we do, they have copies of our latest budget. They get copies of our budget and then they also get copies of our latest audit.
And that's what they need.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, well,
I mean, patients and what have you, but yes.
So, they don't, because he said that you're delayed in but or in audit, so, they don't want the current one, and, we're not in trouble, right?
No. No.
I told you. I still won't come and ask us for the money.
No.
Because I don't. Did the council get a report that's different from what the public got?
Mm-hmm. They got I give them the printout of all the line items.
Why is it, if that's public information, why can't the public?
Because
she says that they never do it.
Oh, they never do it.
Yep,
that's what I
said. That's not a valid answer, but.
So what are we going to?
If you have questions, this is a chance for a public review, mayor and council review. Public has questions so they can bring up before it's voted upon. If there's changes mayor and council would like to see, then we would have a discussion. No changes, can be voted on. They can be recommended. And then if we need to come back and have another meeting prior to it being adopted on the 15th, we would do that. We could have a special meeting.
I'm sorry. So you're not going to go over this? I don't know what the process was.
I can do whatever. I'm just following the same process that we've always followed that we did last year. But I mean, I'll be glad to go over each line, each department. Sure.
Can I ask a question first? I've noticed that personnel has gone down from the budget to the 2016 to 2017, and that's administration. Budget went down.
No, it's just we allocated it differently into the funds that actually make money. The admin department and public works money don't make money. So anybody that, whether it's billing or what have you, we can allocate some of their salaries in, say, water or wastewater.
Okay.
All
right. You
have a question? I'll go ahead and...
James, delinquent taxes. What does
Delinquent taxes, those are properties that we take to tax sale.
Oh, okay.
And if they, just for clarification purposes, so like last year we had several properties we had scheduled to tax sale, sent them to the attorney. Once the attorney started sending certified letters, all of them, but three came in and paid them. Of course, one was deceased. Actually, two were deceased and one ended up going to tax sale. And the two that were deceased, they will go to tax sale, but they've been stayed because of heirs on the property. So the attorney's working through that.
Okay.
So under our general budget. I'm sorry.
I was a little confused about delinquent taxes as well. So you're calculating that on what you expect to get?
What that is based on the number, however many we send or have sent to the attorney, I look at, see what they owe, and then we get the minimum. We get what is owed to us. So if for instance, a house owes us $10,000 and it goes to tax sale or $15,000, whatever that number is, and it sells for $20,000 or $100,000, we get what's owed. So that's what this is based off of. We try to do two rounds per year. Taxes come out in August. So we usually send, he has the second round that he's working on. And then we'll send another one right after taxes go out. And then we'll send one in the spring. So we always send two sets, spring and fall and spring.
Do we usually get what we send out? Like, do people usually pay?
Last year, they actually paid all but, like I said, three. But two of them were deceased. One did go to tax sale.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can't.
But, yeah. So usually when they get, we send out letters that their taxes are late and that they're due. And then if they don't come in and make payment arrangements or pay on them, then we send them to the attorney.
They pay the fees.
Yep, they pay Sussex County fees and attorney fees are included in that, yes.
And since we don't see the exact for 26, did that come up to almost $300,000? We budgeted
$300,000. When the second round goes through, it should be close to that, yes.
Okay, and again, because I didn't have actuals for 26, but I like to go back 2 or 3 years to see what's going on with actuals. I was able to go back and try to look at those numbers. And when I went back, I was confused. In FY25, the only line item that is budgeted for $315,000 is line item 01900094265. And that is titled Interest on Real Estate Tax. Why is that where delinquent taxes is reported under interest on real estate taxes? Maybe I missed something.
But I would have to look at that.
That's
fine. If you, yeah.
Maybe I'm not looking in the right place, but. This is the only one I could find.
Yeah, so that would
with an adopted balance of $315,000. That's a big number. We don't have
yes,
many
that's
other
the
things
that that's the delinquent there.
So why is it under interest on real estate taxes?
Well, I can't answer that question for you.
You can't answer that.
No.
Okay.
And here's penalties on property taxes.
Right. Right.
Okay.
But
so why it was? Yeah, I don't know why it was labeled that. It's just
but it's not right. It shouldn't be that.
Well,
right?
Then we can. It's
I mean,
it's the delinquent
it.
Tax. However, yeah.
We should change it because it's not interest on real estate.
No, it's the delinquent taxes.
Okay, Jamie. And then my second question was, it looks to me like, and again, maybe I'm not reading this correctly, I'm not an accountant, that we adopted $315,000 mm-hmm. and then we amended it and took that $315,000 out. So we did not realize any of that
money.
We
did not. Either they didn't go that fiscal year. I mean, the attorney didn't have them in the scheduled for tax sale.
So we actually, in our budget, got nothing
for that
when we budgeted 300.
Correct.
So that's putting us behind the eight
for that year. Yes,
315,000 from the get go.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I was reading that correctly.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. something that the auditors would address?
As far as?
Is that something that the auditors would address?
As far as what?
What if the lines that she failed?
You mean renaming it?
Is that something that they would see and address?
If it was a concern to them, they would, yes.
I think, you know, I'm concerned about that because it didn't make sense to me, but I'm also concerned that we budgeted for $315,000. It never came to fruition, not even a penny of it. It's not like we got half or, you know, we didn't get a penny of it, so.
Well, as I said, the ones that we've taken this fiscal year, they paid, and then when they pay it, it goes into the penalty line item. So our penalty line item and the tax, if it doesn't go to tax sale,
right,
and it's come in and paid, then it goes into the penalty and the tax amount that's come in for that year.
Right.
Now, just to give you, hold on, just give you an example. The attorney stayed two of them. Well, he didn't stay them, but they were stayed because of errors. They still have not been rescheduled because of the research that and reaching out to the different heirs and trying to find them. So with parties such as that, where somebody may be deceased, it can take longer before it goes through to the tax sale.
So I guess my thought process is, are we counting our chickens before they hatch? Are we counting on getting this money and applying it toward the budget when it's really very iffy because of the factors that you mentioned? You know, wouldn't it be best to budget low? And if we get more, that's great. But, you know, this isn't even close. We budgeted $315,000 and we got nothing. So that, you know, that appears like a big discrepancy to me. That we ought to know that we may not get all of that. If the number is $315,000, we should know by, you know, history tells us we're not going to get all that. And maybe we budget for half of it. So I noticed, I think this year you took it down to $250,000. The other concern was in FY24, when I went to look for the budgeted item, I found no line item in FY24's budget versus actual as $315,000 adopted amount. So it's like it's not in the budget at all, even though it is on the summary page as being budgeted for $315,000. There's no line item, there is no line item in that year
for 24.
In 24, there's no line item for interest on real estate taxes, because I looked there. I said, okay, well, for some reason, that's where it is. I don't understand why that's where it is. But for some reason, it's there. So I went and looked there. There is no line item for that. And there is no other line item that shows an adopted budget balance of $315,000. So maybe it's somewhere that I'm not, you know, looking for it, but I looked at every single item.
So on the, yeah, we had a line item on here for in 24 was $315,000, and 23 was $260,000, and 22 was $250,630, because that's what was realized.
So why isn't that line item in the budget versus actual?
I would have to look at that. It should be in there. I would have to look at that.
I'd appreciate it if you look at it, because I certainly could not find it.
Okay, so
Jimmy, did the $250,000, I mean, how many houses have to go up to auction to kind of realize that kind of money? Like you said, last year we took three and only one wind up going.
No, we didn't take. I didn't say we took three. I said three didn't pay. Two of them, I think we had,
pulled.
Yeah, we
yeah.
took, I think there was 10 or 12.
Okay.
I'm all not, right. don't hold me
I'm
to these numbers.
I'm not holding you
to
it. I just
10 or 12, the majority of them paid when the attorney sent those out. Two of them were stayed and one of them went.
Oh, that better.
Yeah. And then we had another round I sent to him a few months ago, and probably another 10 or so went. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Because I only knew about the three. That's why I'm asking. Because I only knew about the three. I didn't know about the other ones that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes. Yeah, we had. So yes.
That explains our why we're looking at that kind of money, you know, as a revenue. Mm-hmm. Jamie, one more on the vacant structures, the mm-hmm. 10,000, is that with the money that we're projecting coming in for the vacant structure fees?
It actually should be more than that, but I kept it.
Okay, but that's what that line mm-hmm. item is, okay.
And with that, many of the people do not pay, so it goes on their taxes. And then when it comes in, because it's on their tax bill, it will not reflect it here. So it reflects in the yes. Bill. Same thing with like services billed, which is when we do work orders, grass cuts, things such as that. If the people do them, it goes on their taxes. So it'll reflect in your tax revenue.
I think you explained that to me once before. Mm-hmm. I just forgot.
Well, there might be two people that live inside the board.
Sounds like a doctor.
Like capital improvement plan?
Yes, I'm sorry.
So unfortunately, because we cannot afford that, many of our upgrades to like our infrastructure luckily have been funded through grants through the state.
So
yes. It's like, for example, like we know we need another water tower and well, we got about $12 million in state funding. That will cost the citizens.
Okay,
What are you doing with that house? They're not remodeling.
Yeah, he's got the doctor. Yeah.
Any other questions? Councilman?
Any
questions?
Are we going to continue to go through the line items?
If that's what Mayor and Council would like, I mean, I can go through the different various departments, sure. So under the general budget, tax, real estate tax, revenue, it's $2.1 million. Delinquent taxes, $250,000. Transfer tax, $191,000. Business license, $55,000. Rental license, $142,000. And again, you'll see that increase there because we mentioned changing our fees. Same thing with business license. Municipal street aid fund, that's $83,000. That is lowered from last year. That's money that we get from the state. Police grants, estimated at $334,900. Keep in mind that balances out. So I could have zero here and have zero in like grant expenses. I could have $1 million and $1 million. So that all balances out because if they don't get the grant, they don't buy the equipment or whatever they apply for.
Jamie, quick question on the business licenses.
Yes.
That increased from 35,000 to 55. Is that because we changed the way we structure it?
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Yes. And increase it. So the majority of the businesses, unless it was like a supermarket or a bank, mm-hmm. or if they had vending machines, which many of them didn't, paid like $150. So
just because we changed the way we did
based on the number of business license that we got. Yep. Rents, $82,000, and that is when we rent. This is the Dunbar Public Safety Building. That's where the Acelera School pays us for that funding. Interest and penalties, this is the penalties on the real estate taxes, $171,000. Franchise fees, this is from Chesapeake Utilities and Comcast, $39,500. That is a decrease, as we are seeing a decrease in that funding through them. Services billed.
The interest and penalties, real estate taxes,
mm-hmm.
that 171. So is that what should have been reported in that line item?
Possibly. I need to look at that.
It had zero.
Yeah, I need to look at that, yes.
I just wanted to mention that. Okay. It didn't show up even now.
Franchise fee. Oh, I talked about that. I'm sorry. Services bill of $52,000. That's when we do work orders, grass cuts, permits. These are building permits. Fees for such related to that. $92,300. Reviews and inspections, $40,000. User fees, $11,000. Fines, $387,000. Vacant structures, $10,000. Fire department impact fees, this is $5,000. This is based on the impact or building permits. This is money that's set aside to be used for the fire department. Public facilities impact fees, $45,000. And as I'm going through these are all based on building permit. Stormwater impact, $15,000. Park and rec and police, both $7,000. Fire sprinkler yearly fee. That's where we bill out anybody that has a fire sprinkler, $1,700. And then impact fee for fire sprinklers is $5,000. Transfers, $200,000 for a total of $4
million.
Like anything that we transfer into to help offset.
Previous years? Or?
No, just this current year, not previous years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Transfers from where?
Like if we transfer our real estate transfer tax, that comes in, we can utilize that for certain things. So we can transfer that back into our general budget to help offset some of our repairs or infrastructure repairs.
There's multiple that it could be transferred from, right?
It could be.
We don't know where they necessarily come from.
Well, it's either transfer tax or it's our capital improvement.
Transfer tax is when somebody sells a house. That's what we're talking
that's
about.
That's where we collect, yeah. Water. Water Enterprise, that's our water fund. User fees, $1,170,400. Penalties on that, $125,000. Availability fee, $30,000. Connection fees is $15,000. Water meter fees, that's when people purchase water meters, $10,000. Impact fee, $33,000 for a total of $1,383,400. Wastewater user fees, $1,546,000. Penalties, $55,000. Availability fee, $25,000. Connection fee, $29,000. Grease trap inspection fee, $1,000. Wastewater impact fee, $42,000. A total of $1,698,000. Our septic receiving, $605,000. And that's an increase because we're increasing our rates. And then the permit fees for that is $4,500, so $609, $500 there. And then our trash enterprise funds, $520,000. We've increased that because we've had new, not by much, but we've had some new residents come on. So our total revenue is $8,572,900.
Jane, before we change the page, just on the water impact fee and on the, it's both on water impact fees. There's mm-hmm. nothing from the previous years. Is that a new fee?
We never put anything in the previous years
because
they kind of offset. We didn't know if we were getting development or not. I mean, we could put something in, but when I know that we're having larger developments, such as like the promenade, put it in. Under operational expenditures for our general government, contractual services, $434,000. Supplies and materials, $30,200. Other projects and grant funding projects, $56,500. And then our debt service and reserve is $140,000. That's where we have that one loan over at the community bank, or yeah, community bank paying that back. Under administrative personnel, $222,939. Contractual services, $27,700. Supplies and materials is $42,375 for a total of $293,014. Public works personnel is $128,779. Contractual services, $154,250. Supplies and materials, $200,000, and for a total of $483,29. Code enforcement, $166,646 for personnel. And please keep in mind, under the personnel cost, this does not, this just isn't salaries. This is the pension. This is the taxes. This is the workman's comp. This is everything. $230,546 for alderman court. Personnel, $220,461. Supplies and materials, $10,236. Total, $230,697. Police department, personnel, $3,292,704. Contractual services, $76,000. Supplies and materials, $337,800. For a total of $3,706,504. Mayor and council, personnel is $5,000, supplies and materials $2,000, and total for $7,000. Water department, personnel $547,295, contractual services $97,500, supplies and materials $129,500, repairs and maintenance $31,000, debt service $171,318, and sludge removal reserve is $50,000. Yes.
So I know this lady asked about the capital reserve, and we're not putting anything in there, but we do have a capital reserve account. Mm-hmm. Do we know how much is in that capital reserve account?
Off the top of my head right now, no. I mean, I would have to get it. I don't have that number in front of me.
And bear with me. I'm just trying to understand this. If we know that our water and sewer systems are old. And I think Mr. Fossey, even in one meeting, was sort of sounding an alarm that this problem we had a year or so ago, it's just the beginning. We're going to have lots more of those issues. So if, as they arise, if our plan is to cover them with a grant, what happens if we don't get a grant?
Well, we, to answer your question, have increased some of our repairs in the public works budget. That's where the infrastructure part for the public works, for the what's in the streets. And then I understand. Let me finish. And to answer your question, we do have in one of the under general, we do have, I did put, and it's under other projects and grants, would be $56,500 would be putting some of that money into reserves. It's not a ton. We do have a reserve. Yes, and we do have a reserve fund that we, so we had in one of our wells PFAS, and so we've abandoned that well need for the, that's why we're getting the other well. And we do get, we joined a lawsuit for that. So that money that we get from that, we have put in our reserve fund, and it's interest bearing reserve fund. So we do earn some interest on that.
Do you have any idea what the actual cost turned out to be for that pipe repair and all the associated supplies, et cetera? Do we have an idea what that cost was now? When we had the issue with the pipe?
We spent on five of them, we spent close to $200,000.
So give you a rough idea. So what Mr. Holden just said, that somebody mentioned to him there may be a leak on the overhead. We go out there tomorrow, there's water bubbling on Delaware Avenue because of the old service line, because that's a state road. It's right around $45,000.
Did you have to repair it to state this? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
On a state road, because
I know, they're excited because it's just state, so there's one man.
Because of the state requirement for the paving. That's what makes it so expensive. On our streets, I can get away with on average about $10,000. You know, repairing, paving, sidewalk. the state ones that are bad. So this past year, we submitted 13 projects to the SRF folks. We're trying to get funding. I'm not sure where we rank it. And our main focus is to improve infrastructure in the state maintained bridge, whether it be the sewer, water main, trying to utilize some money for lead and copper. Because these all new federal laws are saying that you're responsible for the water out of your tap, which I disagree with because I have nothing to do with your internal plumbing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So knowing that things in the state road cost so much money, we've spent over $16 or $18 million for the project to try to fix what we can in the state roads, because little by little we can fix a lot of things in the town streets. West Marl right now, other than sewer mains still being some old infrastructure, we've pretty much upgraded all of West Marl to new water main and new services. And all that's been done for SRF only, but still a lot of town to go. So just to try to give you an idea of what some of these things cost. It's tough.
Right. Oh, I know.
And with the...
Mayor Council and Jamie and Budget Committee, I don't have x-ray vision.
Right.
But I do know that what we have in this ground, where its life expectancy is and was.
It's past.
And that's, you know, that's about as far as we go.
And on the SRF, for the last several loans that we've gotten, they've been principal forgiveness, which is amazing. I mean, that's basically free money.
Right.
Now,
right.
For...
I'm just worried that all of a sudden we have something big happen and we can't get a grant. What does that do to us?
So if... most likely, we will get some sort of SRF funding, whether it's for all of the projects, state revolving fund loans. Okay. And we've been very lucky. Everything we've applied for, we've always gotten. Now, we may not get it the year we apply for it, but usually within the next couple years, we get it. And we're always looking ahead. Like James said, these are the areas we know that are coming up. So we've submitted for these projects. Now, several years ago, when we did the upgrades, like along 5th Street, 4th Street, in that area over there, it was a loan. It wasn't principal forgiveness. So we, in some of our debt service, are paying that off. We had one for treatment plant. We had one for water project. Those were paid off within the last couple of years. They're usually, I think, 20 year loans. And then the one we have that's still left, I think that was for treatment plant. And we still have a few years left on that. I can't remember the exact year when it matures. I want to say in the mid 30s, maybe, but don't hold me to that.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, we've always been very lucky to get some sort of fund. Well, I mean, luckily the federal government, a lot of that funding that the state gets comes from the federal government because the state meets certain qualifications and then municipalities meet certain qualifications depending on your income levels, your population and things such as that. So we, yeah. Where was I?
Waste,
thank you. Personnel, 642, 745, contractual services, 13.5, supplies and materials, 237,000, repairs and maintenance, 154,000. Debt service 269,802, and then sludge removal reserve $88,600. And on the sludge removal reserve, I'll just explain that. So we have ponds out there, and once everything is all cleaned, it's the sludge is discharged into a pond. So every year we spend $140,000 or whatever that equals to have them have a company come in, and it's not just any company that can come in and do it, but have a company come in and they take the sludge out, and then it's usually hauled to Pennsylvania to a landfill because it's the only one around that will take it. So Septic receiving personnel, $65,814. Contractual services, $12,500. Supplies and materials is $50,000 for a total of $128,314. And then our trash enterprise, which is our contract, is $400,000. That contract does expire the end of this fiscal year. So we probably in the next few months will be discussing how to move forward, going out to bid, or if we want to negotiate with the new, with the current one. So. And that's a total expenditure of $8,572,944.
One question, Jamie, going back to the police department, we have it's 43% of our expenditures. Mm-hmm. Is it the police department? Is it what we pay the police department budget? Is that, how's that sit around the other towns around us at the 43%? Are we like in the same ballpark?
Same ballpark. You know, some towns are, I think Georgetown's 52%. Most of them are between 40 and 50%. Okay.
Any other questions?
I just have a general comment, and that is going back to what Councilman Lodato said. As citizens, when we get this summary, if we have no idea what the last 2 or 3 year actuals were, we can't determine anything. This doesn't help us at all. We need to see what the actuals were for the last 3 years as well as budgeted. Then we don't have to come here and ask line by line questions. We can see what's going on.
Very obviously annoying the council members, very unprofessionally doing so.
So, you know, just because it's never been done before, this, if we're going to participate in this as a public, we have to know what the actual are for the last 3 years to look for, like you said, trends. Is it an anomaly? This we can do nothing with. So I would request that in future years that we actually provide budgeted versus actual for the past 3 years. And that will answer a lot of our questions. We can look at things and not have to come in here and go line item by line. And also, I did not see the agenda or the minutes from the budget committee. I did not see them online. Are they online?
What's that? I'm sorry.
I did not see the agenda or the minutes from the budget committee meeting online.
Yeah, I don't normally put the only committee meetings agendas that are online is a communication committee, and that was a request of Councilman Lodato.
I thought it was long enough that every committee has to publish minutes and agendas.
We do,
including the budget.
We do. So I have agendas, and I have the agendas and minutes. The agendas are posted here, and we have minutes from the budget committee.
Posting the budget committee's agenda and minutes.
I don't normally post them on our website. If that's what mayor and council want to do,
well,
I'd be glad to post them.
It's kind of the law. It's not just up to mayor and council. It's kind of
the law. They're available. They don't have to be posted on your website. They have to be posted in a public place, is my understanding.
Where would that public place be?
Town hall.
Are they posted in the town hall?
They were. I take them down after the the meetings.
You're saying the minutes and the agenda, or just the agenda?
The agendas I post.
Is first of all, it's my understanding that that budget committee should be held with as a public meeting.
They are.
So when I don't see an agenda online, how would I have known when to go to the meeting? And if I had seen the minutes online, when was the meeting?
We have various meetings.
All of which, when you're talking about budget, all of which should be open to the public. That's not a, you know, that's kind of a standard thing. So nobody was aware, if there's no agenda, we don't know there's a budget committee meeting to go to. Then if we could at least read the minutes to try to understand from your deliberations why things are the way they are, that would have been helpful to us too. But there's no agenda and there's no minutes from the budget committee meeting. And, you know, there was a meeting, right?
Yes, and there are agendas and there are minutes. Now, they're not posted on our website, but they are, the agendas are posted here.
They should be.
Call Mike DeMar.
What is it?
Please.
And get that cleared up.
Because again, you know, this, all this budget information is public information. Even your deliberations are public information. We're allowed to sit in them. But we have to know about it. You know, putting something up in the town, you know, that might be the only requirement, but that's obviously not the spirit of getting people involved, and if they don't know about it, unless they happen to come into the town, sent to the town.
People don't know in chapter 58.
Yeah, I know.
Just so Mike can find it.
Okay.
Are there any final questions? Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Will be.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay.
Jamie.
Oh, yeah, I need to hold an executive session, yes. I'm glad you remembered.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
We'll close the door for executive session in 3 minutes.